tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, AfterBuzzers? Welcome to Host Highlights. I'm your host, Olivia Gabbery, a.k.a. The Real OG, and I'm here with James Lott Jr.
Hi, it's me. How you guys? Hi,
what's Olivia. Going on? Hey! Thank you so much for coming on the second official episode.
The second one. I love it. Be early on.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you have 100 or 200, you can go back and say, I was one of the early ones.
We got to get the good ones in first. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding.
I think I like that flattery.
I feel like you've been at AfterBuzz forever, but it's officially... Almost 3 years,
yes.
Right?
My interesting story is that I came on as a fill-in host.
Really?
Kind of. I was on once a month.
Once a month for what show?
The Days of Our Lives after show just started.
Okay.
And I knew somebody who started the show. And they said, do you like Days of Our Lives? I love Days of Our Lives. I had never hosted on TV ever. And they asked me to come in to fill in 2 days before the third show is about to start.
What?
And I'm one of those people who says... Sure, I can do anything. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on and I walked through the old studios, which was a house.
Yeah.
And I walked in and I met Alexis Torres, who's the first engineer I ever worked with. And then it was Mark J. Freeman and this guy Peter Ramos, who was my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was filling in for Tony Moore, who started the show. And I walked into the studio and I was like, this feels like home.
Because it is
at home. It is. Y'all know. I've been here enough. I've done enough shows here.
Right. But it's, I mean, AfterBuzz is like such a community. And that's so amazing that, you know, you had the connect to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
And then what? It just blossomed from there?
Well, it's funny. I mean, for the first 3 or 4 months, I was just on once a month. But I would go into the chat room because, you know, here we have a chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to know the fans. The fans seemed to like me. And they called me the people's host because I always be in the chat room every Sunday when the show was on and talk to anybody. And,
mm-hmm.
and I guess, and then AfterBuzz said... You should probably go through the regular channels. And I went through channels, and I started doing other shows, and it kind of blossomed from there.
Uh-huh. That's amazing. And, you know, the soap opera fans here, I feel like, are so huge.
Yes.
But right now you're on One Calls the Heart.
I'm doing One Calls the Heart. Okay, so the soap fans, I'm glad you said that. The soap fans were my first people, my bread
right.
and butter. I love you guys. I just left the soap block after 2 years doing it. I know. And what folks may not know is that some of the opportunities you can have at AfterBuzz, I was able to create a couple of shows.
Okay. So what shows did you create?
Well, it's funny. I got to create the GH Report, which is the General Hospital After Show.
Yes.
Bold Breakdown, which is the Bold and Beautiful After Show.
Mm-hmm.
And Restless Wrap-Up. So I created 3/4 of the soap block with Tony creating Days of Our Lives.
Right.
And so that's kind of an opportunity I was able to get here. I had never done that before.
That was your niche.
That was my niche. And I was able to actually pitch something, go through the process, cast them, and actually see it go on the air. So it was a great opportunity for me to learn how to do that.
Right. And so do you feel like, how has AfterBuzz contributed to your growth as a host? I mean, did you ever see yourself wanting to be in front of the camera?
No, I was always, because when I came here, I had a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still do. 3 years running, the super organized show with James Lott Jr. And I always saw myself for radio. Because
mm-hmm.
I have this, you know, this voice, and I like radio, and I like that it's, just use your imagination a lot more. You know, you can't rely on props and
right.
visuals. And by TV, I mean, I've done some acting. Don't look anything up. I did a few acting gigs here and there back in the day. And I just like, well, TV's TV. I love watching TV, but
yeah.
me being on it, I never thought. I thought just radio. But no. But now I've done hundreds of hours of television, over 20-something shows here. It just feels so natural to me. It feels so, I mean, I still am just like amazed how natural for me to get in front of a camera it is.
Right.
Because not everybody can do it.
Well, I mean, at first, was it nerve-wracking? Do you feel like you've developed some skills over time?
Yes. One of the things that one of the tips I always tell people, I make the camera my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, because like I said, I have done some acting where the camera's right here, and they're like, James, say that line again. The camera's like right here.
And it's so weird because you can't look
right.
at it, whereas hosting, you're like...
Yes,
right, the camera's
right
your friend,
right.
and you're speaking
yes.
right to the camera.
Yes, so a lot of my shows, people watch the shows that I do a lot of asides, meaning that I always talk to the camera in the middle of my shows, and because we have live viewers usually,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you.
Exactly.
So I make you part of the conversation. I had to learn to make sure the camera was not a barrier
mm-hmm.
between me and the viewers, that we're all just one, like we're all in the room together
right.
having this experience.
I feel like that's what probably has contributed to you having so many fans, because you really do have so many fans, and you, by connecting with them and being with them in the chat, that is probably a huge reason why. And so, like I was saying, the When Calls the Heart after show, that's a huge after show here.
My hearties.
Right, and the fans are, like, amazing. They're always in contact with you and the other hosts. And so great that you've even written a book on it, right?
Yes, I did. Okay, so, okay, the hearties are my people. They even threw me a fan event in Ohio.
What is that?
I went to Ohio and 51 hearties showed up.
For you?
For me. They signed my books. They brought my books with me. We had prizes, games. I spoke. We ate.
Oh my God.
It was, I cried because I was just, I couldn't believe that this show led them to like me, to actually have an event and invite me to it. They did it for Marissa too, my other co-host, Marissa Serafini, who's here. She was in Michigan, met up at Hardee's there.
Wow.
It's a very much a community. It's a very old-fashioned, off social media community.
Mm-hmm.
They actually are there for each other. They're there for us. They support our projects, whatever they are, because we give back to them. We love doing the When Calls the Heart show. It's on Hallmark Channel, if you haven't watched it. And they're a community of these people who really, really, really feel strongly for family-friendly entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And they like us because we talk to them. We treat them with respect. Treat your audience with respect, always. Know your stuff is another tip. Know your shows. You can do a show here. Know your shows.
Mm-hmm.
But also respect the audience.
What do you think made this show so different than the other shows? Like, how were you able to build such a great fan base as opposed to, you know, all the other hundreds of shows that we have here?
It was a show. It's just great timing.
Mm-hmm.
The show itself, Hallmark Channel, is growing. It's one of the few shows on cable that's totally growing in viewership. Their Christmas shows.
Yeah.
Their series. And the Hardys, when we first started, there were 20,000 Hardys, who named themselves, by the way. They named themselves. Now there's almost 60,000. So with their growth and with us being the cutting edge, and Marissa saying, let's do a show at the Hardys, we caught the wave.
Wow. I feel like that's so inspiring to other hosts here to know the potential of something just like an after show, just being here in the studio can grow into something so large that it extends outside of Hollywood, all the way across the country.
Across the country. And our soap fan base is the same.
Yep.
There's people in the Midwest who love us and who talk to us and who watch us every Sunday. It's like, you guys, you get a show, you never know what kind of things could happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you, again, know your stuff, respect your audience, entertain them, engage with them, you never know how it'll really affect your career.
Wow.
And like I said, I wrote a book for them. It's my 8th book called Becoming a Hardy, and it's my fastest selling book to date that has been selling. I only had it out for a week and it's already beat all my other books.
What's the book about? Like, what does it focus on?
It focuses on me coming to the show,
mm-hmm.
my relationship with Marissa, actually how we kind of met and how we grew on the show. The show itself, I talk about the reasons why you should watch the show. I talk to men and why they should watch the show. I'll talk about what the Hardys have done for me. I had a brother who passed away last year, and the Hardys really came together for me, sent me packages, sent me letters, cards, on social media. I mean, they continuously check up on me a year later. And I wrote about how that felt. I mean, the book is my love letter to the Hardys. But also, if you're not a Hardy, but a television fan,
mm-hmm.
it gives you a glimpse into somebody how a TV show and a fan base can affect you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be any show.
Wow. I mean, it's so great to even know that, you know, the internet is such a barrier nowadays, but also the potential of it to make it something way beyond that.
Yes.
It's inspiring.
It's inspiring to me. I mean, I'm humbled. I mean, I cry all the time. People watch my show, I cry all the time. I'm humbled all the time because, again, we do see the internet
mm-hmm.
as social media as being this evil place, kind of. It can be.
Of course.
I've dealt with that in the past. But also, it can be a place to bring people together who normally wouldn't meet.
Exactly. You probably would have never connected with them in that way otherwise.
Yeah.
And so aside from AfterBuzz, you do work for our sister channels as well. So on BHL, Black Hollywood Live, you do Breaking Into.
Yes.
Did you start that show?
No. Okay. So this show had... Okay. So I had been here a year or so. And I asked Phil Svitek, or the person here, I said, I want to do something for Black Hollywood Live. But I don't know what I want to do or how I want to get involved. And he gave me to Daryl Christian, who runs the network.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl, I mean, he looked at me. We talked for like 10 minutes. And then he was like, I have a show for you. And he said this. He said this in actually a very flattering way, because I'm a life coach. I'm a certified life coach and organizer, but also I'm a little older. And he said, "I know. I mean, just don't look at this. We're fine." But he said, "I have a show that will showcase your age, like age group, and what you do outside AfterBuzz, and it's called Breaking Into." And someone else had done it a long time ago, but it had stopped. It had been a dormant show. It did maybe like 10 or 15 episodes, and it was dormant. He gave it to me. He said, "Run with it." This, on November 6th, it will be my 2-year anniversary and my 95th episode.
95th?
Yes.
That has to be like a milestone here.
I'm heading towards 100. I'm so excited. And on that day, folks, if you guys tune into that show on Black Hollywood Live, I'm inviting a panel of men on. We're going to have a male discussion for an hour to celebrate my 2 years.
And what's the topic?
You have to watch the show. It's going to be several topics.
Little plug.
So we're going to talk about three things relating to men.
Okay.
And I'm inviting my past guests. Six of my past guests, male guests. And I'm trying to get a little older, a little younger. One's a comedian, one's a graphic artist, one's a spoken word artist. So it's going to be a very diverse group of people.
And so week to week, how do you decide who would be a great candidate for Breaking Into?
I've been very fortunate now, because 2 years in, I have great relationships with PR people. That's another thing, you can develop that here too. We do good work. Do your research, folks. Do your research. When people say great question during an interview, or you did your research, then you win.
Exactly.
You totally win. When they say that in your interview, you win. So PR people watch that. They're watching you and how you do the interview. They send me people.
Really?
And so part of it is they send me people. Sometimes Dariel will send me people. Sometimes there's people I like that I reach out to myself and go, "I want you on my show." And so it's been kind of a mixture of all three.
And so for people who aren't familiar with Breaking Into, can you just tell us a little bit about it and how you determine who could be a guest on the show?
No problem. Breaking Into, I've kind of morphed. First it was like breaking like tips into the industry. I kind of morphed it more into just breaking into that person.
Oh, okay.
So it's more of like, I mean, I always have subtitles, like Breaking Into Acting or Breaking Into Conscious Filmmaking.
Yes.
That is the topic, but we really are breaking into that person. And how they do what they do.
Okay.
Why they do what they do. I like to dig deep. And I always ask my guests the same two questions at the end. Every show. And let me ask you. Let me see what you see.
Okay, yeah. We'll flip.
Because I don't prep them. So I want to see what you, I'm curious to see what you would say.
Okay.
One is, what is one word or phrase we shouldn't say anymore in the English language?
We shouldn't say anymore?
Yeah. See, I ask this all the time.
I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of like political and
it could be anything. So really what's one thing that comes to your mind? What's one of those things that comes to your mind?
Oh my gosh. I'm not sure. I feel like in the English, I feel like here we probably don't use anymore, but I remember growing up a lot of people would be like, "Oh, that's so gay" or something like that.
Great. That's a good one.
And I feel
one.
Like
that's
an awful one that you don't even, I mean, even if you're saying it and you don't intend for it to have a negative meaning, of course, it does.
Yeah. So I'm glad you said that. See, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we say on the other version, what word should we say more of? Or phrase, say more of?
I think any phrase that encourages or champions another person, whether it's like, "Good job," I feel like, you know, now it's so easy to tear someone down and tell them what they're doing wrong, and I think, especially in our industry or in an atmosphere like this, it's great to encourage each other.
Hey, you give great answers.
Yeah.
You'll be on my show. You give great answers.
So you'll keep me in mind.
Yeah, keep in mind. My thing is, to be on my show, it's about people trying to affect change in the world.
Yep.
In whatever way and form and shape that is. It could be through dance, through movies, through music. It could be a doctor. I had a flight surgeon on once. You learn how to fly a plane and he can operate on you.
What?
While on the plane. Yes, Clarence Lee, Dr. Clarence Lee.
I don't think I'd be need to be operated on, but to have a doctor on the plane is never a bad thing.
Never a bad thing. So to me, it's like, but they all affect change in the world. And that's all I want to do with this show is help affect change in the world and show people there are people out there who are doing great things.
Mm-hmm. And that's great because you could introduce people to things that they're not familiar with. Of course, the life of a surgeon pilot,
exactly.
Like, what is and a day is in the life of a surgeon pilot?
Exactly.
What does he even do?
He's a totally nice guy too. I was like, I felt safe when I was with him.
And so you have the BHL, you have AfterBuzz, you're so into the Hardys as well as any of the soap operas.
Yeah.
But outside of this studio, you have, like, so many projects that you're working on, so many podcasts.
Yes.
How are you able to, like, juggle it all? Are you producing all of this yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am, because I'm a professional organizer.
Okay.
So I've been doing it for 10 years. And so I have good time management and productivity skills.
Naturally.
So I know I map things out.
Okay.
I'm a list person. I list everything. I write things down. I have note cards like you do. I have notepads. I write stuff down. And I have whiteboards, so I map everything out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm able to do it. I map everything out. And once you're on the train and keep going, you can do it for a while. It's only when I go on vacation and come back, I'm like, what am I doing?
Crap.
How do I do this? who's scheduled when?
Yeah.
It's a tight running ship, but I do make it work. I have 7 podcasts I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
My books, I'm doing music.
Yeah, I noticed that you're doing music as well. That was a surprise to me. I didn't even realize.
You never heard my song, I Am Ready?
Well, no, I went and listened to it before this, of course. I had to do my research. But were you always into music?
It was completely... Okay, years ago in San Francisco, I was part of this band. We didn't really do much. We played a few dates, but we didn't really do anything. So it was always back in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to do something. But I did a poetry book. And I released that as a big seller for me.
I saw that on Amazon.
Yes, and people liked that book. And I was like, somebody said, you should take some of these and maybe make music out of them. I'm like, music? And I met a producer, and we started talking. He goes, well, what do you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down for 15 minutes. It was divine intervention, I swear to God. It was divine intervention. 15 minutes, the song came out of me.
That's it?
15 minutes.
You're a natural creator.
I know. It was crazy. It was crazy. It came out, and then the producer, I tell you, divine intervention, he put music to it, and he sent me the final cut on my birthday at 11:58. My birthday was almost over. And it was 11:58, he sent it to me, and I listened to it, and I cried. It was perfect. It was
Happy
exactly what I wanted.
To you.
I know. It was exactly what I wanted. So I thought I'd do a one-off. We released it. It sold some copies. And, like, people actually buy it. People here at AfterBuzz were laughing and singing the song back to me. It's a conscious dance song. And I want to do something, again, affect change in the world. Have conscious lyrics. We have a lot of people out there who say negative things. Now I've released 3 singles. And I had a video out now. And I've done 21 songs. I've recorded 21 songs.
21?
With 3 different producers.
So what are you work? Are you going to have, like, an album?
Yeah,
you are.
Hopefully first quarter of next year.
That's a goal.
That's a goal, to have it up. But I've done 21 songs. So I've written all the songs myself.
I love it.
So it's been a very interesting process. But people are liking my songs, and it's been a lot of fun.
I know. You have, like, so many fans, but now I know why. It's because you're a music guy, you're a poetry guy, you're a podcast guy. Like, you got to go on.
You know, I mean, my whole thing was, when I turned 40 years old, which was, like, almost 10 years ago, I decided to change my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And the big message for me was, and this is to anybody out there, do what you want to be doing. It may be hard. Sometimes I don't want to get out of bed. Sometimes I'm tired and the hustle is hard. But just go for it. Try it. If it doesn't work, do something else. But, like, don't hinder yourself. Go out there and just try it and see what happens. You never know what will come out of it.
Exactly.
And for me, that's why I do all these things. I love doing them all. And they're all things that I just thought I'd try it and see what happened.
And
it
took off. That's great. And that's why I love this the AfterBuzz family so much, is because all of us are working on ourselves, but, you know, all contributing to something larger. And, you know, being around someone like you has dabbled in so many things. It's inspiring to us because, you know, it lets us know that you have the ability to do anything, really.
You do. If I can do it, you can do it. And my thing is, I love talking to a lot of the newer hosts that come in. They're like, oh, I saw you. I'm a fan of yours. I saw your stuff. I love it because I think we're a village. I always say to the fans, we're part of the village. You're part of the village.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's part of the village. And I think we should always lift the village. And we should be there for people who are starting out or younger. I've talked to so many hosts here and given advice and just, like, listened to them. And I've gotten great advice also.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ken Undergaro, my Hollywood Papa. Either way, we're on the same age, but I call him my Hollywood Papa. But I've gotten great advice, so I want to pay it forward.
Exactly.
And share with what I've learned and what I kind of know or don't know and share.
I feel like that's the AfterBuzz way.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, thank you so much for joining
me. It's
my
pleasure.
I know, this was such a great episode. Aww. So inspiring. Definitely check out everything James does. His music and podcasts are on iTunes. All his books are on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Any other plugs you want to shout out?
Just go to my, also, you should do my YouTube channel. I don't plug it enough. I'm like,
well, what's your YouTube channel?
It's James Law Jr. I should go on there. And of course, you follow me at James Law Jr. on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I made it really simple.
Just everything social media.
Yeah, just James Law Jr. everywhere. But I really want to try to build my YouTube channel. I haven't really done enough.
Well, there. Go and follow James on YouTube.
Yes.
And I'm Olivia Gabber. You can definitely hit me up at @TheReal_O_G. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.